I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Throughout this election season, we've been checking in with black voters in key primary states. Today is West Virginia's turn. The Appalachian state is only 5% black, and we've got two folks who can give us an insider's view on life in West Virginia. Reverend Audie Murphy is the local NAACP chapter president for Logan Boone County, West Virginia, and Todd McFadden is the associate director of the Center for Black Culture at West Virginia University. Gents, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
So, Audie, how would you describe the area where you live?
Rural, and depressed in some way because of the lack of jobs that are in the area. But as far as the mental state of the people, very exciting.
So how black or white or other is your part of the state?
The two counties that I am president of, we hold about 3% of the population as far as being black.
So, Todd, I'm going to go to you. You are originally from my hometown of Baltimore, and
that's right.
You've been living in West Virginia for about 8 years now. Why did you make that change?
That's correct. Well, I actually came to West Virginia to return to my education, to go to school at West Virginia University, and was sort of pulled in to work at the university and have enjoyed my position here, working sort of to spread the word about the black culture throughout West Virginia and as an advocate for black students at West Virginia University.
How many black students are there at West Virginia University, I mean, as a proportion?
Well, about 3.5%, a little less actually. In this city, the number is about 4.5%, which is a little more than the rest of the state, which hovers around 3.5%.
I'm going to ask you this first, Todd, and then go to Audie. And I want you to do this without mentioning the candidates.
Sure.
But what do you think that West Virginians want in terms of political leadership from the president? What, you know, jobs, you know, what kind of issues are affecting people in West Virginia?
Well, I'll go first. In West Virginia itself is a little different in that I think the local politics are very much Democratic, mostly, I think, because of its ties, the Democratic Party's ties to big labor. But its national politics are increasingly, I feel, very Republican in nature. The tone, the kinds of issues that Republicans care a lot about resonate with the citizens, I believe, of West Virginia. And I think that the issues in particular vary from area to area. This is a little more cosmopolitan part of West Virginia, if you will, in Morgantown because of the university. Other parts are a lot more rural, and certainly the energy issues with having ties to coal is very important.
Audie, what do you think about what people want in the state from politics or what people in your local area want?
I think that what would profoundly affect our area as far as the political thinking machine would be to bring about mountaintop removal, clean coal, and the burning of clean coal, and to utilize the energy that we have in this state, especially with the gas prices going so high, and coal is so readily available in our area, and it has the metallurgical coal, which is the best burning coal. All we have to do is find out how to burn it more cleanly. So we need to research more in that area and also on the mountaintop removal as far as getting permits to do that. And also the factory jobs, which could come into this area. Even after having the mountaintops removed, those flatlands could be used to have factory jobs to come in, such as Toyota. We have a big plant that is located two counties beyond me in the Putnam County area, which is helping out tremendously, and wood plants that are coming in the area as well. So I would say that the politician will have to address those issues, something that's very concerning to us, and those jobs.
Todd, there was the case last year of Megan Williams, the 20-year-old black woman allegedly abducted by six captors. She was allegedly tortured, sexually assaulted, and forced to eat unmentionable things. Do you think that reflects what's going on in West Virginia race-wise?
Well, not really. But it's sort of an odd place in the sense that, I guess, in my personal experience, I've never had anyone very intentionally or with ill will say anything untoward towards me. But here I'm still called colored a lot. So there's a strange dichotomy of kinds of circumstances I think the black population here has to live with it in one sense. And again, nothing ever happens that is, you know, mean-spirit or anything. Not often, but you do have to become accustomed, I think, to a very different way of viewing things. In one sense, I hate to say almost a naivete, is refreshing, because some of the kinds of less than savory things that we persons might bring to sort of intercultural relationships are not there.
Well, Todd, we're going to have to wrap it up. And
sure.
Todd and Audie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have been talking to Todd McFadden. He's the Associate Director of the Center for Black Culture at West Virginia University in Morgantown, West Virginia, and also Reverend Audie Murphy. He's the local NAACP president for the Logan Boone County chapter in West Virginia.